Close your eyes and focus on your breath. Watch the breath all the way in, all the way out. If any other thoughts come into mind, you just let them go. Try not to forget. This not forgetting, that's what mindfulness is all about. You keep in mind the fact that you want to stay with the breath because you're trying to develop good qualities in the mind. And the mind needs its good qualities strengthened. This mindfulness, alertness, these are qualities you're going to need in all your activities. And so it's good to exercise them. And the breath is a good way to do it because it gives you a good place to stay in the present moment. You can adjust the breath so it feels good right now. Ask yourself, what kind of breathing does the body need right now? Does it need long breathing or short breathing? Fast, slow, heavy, light, deep or shallow? Experiment for a while to see what breathing is best. If you find something that feels good, stick with it. And if it doesn't feel good after a while, you can change it again. Because the needs of the body will change as the mind settles down. We got the mind to settle down so it can see itself. We're looking at the breath, but the breath is like a mirror for the mind. If greed comes up, you're going to see it clearly. Anger comes up, you see it clearly. And you see these things as you get more and more settled with the breath. You see these things earlier and earlier. All too often the problem is that when anger comes into the mind, we don't know until it's taken over. We don't know what steps have gone in there, how many members of the mind's committee have discussed whether to go with it or not, and what their reasoning was. All we know is that it's there, and it's raging inside. Lust, greed, fear, all these emotions, they come in small doses in the beginning, but then we can fan them like a little fire. There's a little spark, and then you fan the spark, and all of a sudden it takes over and burns everything. So to keep yourself from getting burned by these emotions, you want to catch them as they're still just little sparks. And then you've got the weapon of the breath. You can just breathe right through whatever tension or tightness builds up around those thoughts. And that weakens them. This puts you more in control, because this is what you want. You want to be in control of your thoughts. You don't want your thoughts to be in control of you. If they're in control, they'll get you to do things and say things that you're later going to regret. And then they run away, like people who get you to break a law. And then when the cops come, they go running off and leave you with the evidence. And you're the one who gets punished. So you can't trust these thoughts. And you want to learn how to get above them so they don't take over the mind. And being with the breath gives you that place. So spend some time here. You get to know the body, you get to go to the mind from the inside. And that way you know what's going on. To change the image, it's like being the chairman of a corporation. And members of the corporation are not doing what you wanted them to do. They're taking over. So you have to disguise yourself and go inside to see what's going on, to see who's making the real decisions. And when you get inside like this, so then you see what's really going on. And then you're in a much better position to control things the way you want them to be controlled. And this way you put wisdom in charge rather than your emotions in charge. And that's all to the good.